Big Blue Door is a theater group devoted to true stories, long-form improv, and comedy writing. From 2012 to 2015, Big Blue Door produced a live, monthly show called The Big Blue Door Jam, where people shared 6 to 8 minute true stories inspired by monthly themes. This story was told by Kelly Crozet in November of 2013. The night's theme was working hard or hardly working.
My original life plan, or I should say my second life plan, was to be a school social worker. And my junior year of college, I had this really awesome year-long internship where I worked in a high school and I had a caseload of students. And it made me totally realize that I did not want to be a school social worker at all. I am a problem solver, you know, and when kids are like, "My mom's boyfriend tried to burn the house down," I'm like, I don't know how to fix that problem. So that was not gonna work out for me. Very similar to Dr. Vodka Man. And I did what many people at that point do and had a quarter life crisis. Anyone else? Probably, yeah, they suck. So I had 18 credits left of college, and I was freaking out because I was gonna have this degree that I didn't wanna use, and I had a lot of nights of like looking in the mirror, you know, and like, what am I gonna do? Like, what do I want? Like all of us probably do. And so I figured out what I wanted was, I didn't wanna worry about money. It was like the number one stress, right? I didn't wanna worry about it. And I wanted to help people, like I wanted to do good things. So the plan that I came up with the skill set that I had, was that I was gonna be a movie star. I don't know why you're laughing. I was gonna be a movie star, and I was gonna do that for like a decade, and I was gonna make a lot of money, and then I was gonna do good things, and I was gonna adopt children, and it was gonna be great. And in my defense, that was before Angelina Jolie. This was quite a long time ago. So basically, that bitch stole my life plan. What the hell? But anyway, I had to do something. I gave myself 2 years after I graduated to like get my shit together and like lose 20 pounds and pay off my credit cards, and then I was moving to LA. But I needed something to do in the meantime. I was sick of waitressing. So this regular at the restaurant I worked at offered me a job with his company, which was an appliance parts distributor. Really glamorous. And I said, sure. And the premise of this entire company was based on a lie, which would become important later, but that's a different story. The lie was, when you go into an appliance store, and it's actually probably happening right now, you go into an appliance store, and you say, "Oh, I need this part for my appliance," they will say, "Well, we don't carry it, but here, call this 1-800 number, and they will get it for you." And we were on the other end of that 1-800 number, and we would answer the phone, and we would say, "Hi, ABC Appliances, how can I help you?" And sell them appliance parts, and then the store would get a kickback. So it was like a win-win for everybody. And their biggest clients were Home Depot and Lowe's. So it was the worst job ever. It was 90 identical conversations a day of like, "Home Depot, do it faster," awful. So I was really miserable. Thankfully, within about 3 months, I climbed up the corporate ladder, and there was an opening in the marketing department, which I applied for and got. So now I'm working in marketing, whatever that means. And I'm doing that for a couple months, and the VP of sales and marketing calls me into his office, and he says, "Kelly, we have an opportunity for you." Now, part of the deal with Home Depot and Lowe's, when you're working with like multi-million dollar corporations, is each Home Depot and Lowe's had to be visited one time a year by a member, by somebody from our company. So the way they made that happen was staff, people would go and visit the stores. And also they had this internship program that was based out of like 7 different colleges all over the country. And it was actually a pretty sweet internship for college students. These college students would get paid for 6 weeks to drive around for 3 months and visit, or 2 months and visit Home Depots and Lowe's, right? And this guy, my VP, this guy, he offered me an opportunity to be in charge of this internship program. So I would be in charge of recruitment, hiring, and training of all these interns, which meant I would be traveling all over the country and working with kids and whatever. This was a great, and making way more money than I ever did, ever, at 23. So this was a great opportunity. However, I had just been offered and accepted a role in the musical Nonsense unpaid. And I had accepted it. And when I was supposed to begin training was the same month, April, as the performances. So I had a real dilemma. My life goal was to be a movie star. Being in this show was going to be acting experience. It was going to be on the resume. It was cultivating that life goal. However, this job was going to pay me a lot of money, and I was going to travel everywhere. I was legitimately unsure of what to do. I could not. It was like the scales were totally even. So I asked for some time to think about it. Because I couldn't decide, I decided to let fate decide. And I took 6 slips of paper. 3 of them said show, 3 of them said job. And I put them in a cup, and I picked out the winner. And I pulled it out, and it said job. And I was disappointed. And so I had a little bit of an epiphany at that moment where I said, well, if I'm disappointed, that means what I really want to do is the show. So that's what I'm going to do. So it was like opposite fate. Thank you. So I go in the next day, and I say to the vice president of sales and marketing of this company, well, Mike, I really appreciate this opportunity. It seems like it would be really great, but I'm afraid I made a commitment to be in this show, and I'm going to keep that commitment. He says, all right, well, I understand. Thank you very much. I go back to my office. I'm feeling great. I feel like that was a sacrifice. That's this kind of sacrifice I need to make. If I'm going to be a movie star, this is going to be real. This is what I'm going to do. Totally confident. The next day, Mike calls me into his office and he says, well, I really do appreciate the commitment you've made to this show and what you're doing, but we really want you to do this job, so we're going to postpone your training until after April. So I got to do both. Like a boss. I have literally been to hundreds of Home Depots and Lowe's all over this country, having wonderful experiences, and also got to be in Nonsense, where I met 3 of the most wonderful women I have ever met, who are still my close friends to this day. So the point of the story is, listen to that little voice that's telling you what you really want to do, because it will ultimately lead you to the path where you win. Thank you.
For more true stories, visit teej.fm. That's teej.fm. For classes in storytelling and upcoming stories shows, visit bigbluedoor.org.